You're on the Coast Best Mix, 718, 7BU. G'day, it's Martin with you. Welcome back to Saturday Sport. All thanks to Hersey Seafoods in Stanley. The City of Devonport Tasmanian Squash Open starts on Wednesday next week. And it's huge because there's squash players coming from all over the world to play in the event. To tell us a bit more about it, the president of Squash Tasmania is Leon Barnett, who joins me now. Good morning, Leon.
Morning, Martin.
Thanks for your time, as always. Appreciate it. Nice to catch up with you again. Now, this is a huge event because it's actually part of the Professional Squash Association World Challenger Series, and we've got some of the best in the world coming.
That's correct. This is the biggest squash event to be held ever in Tasmania.
Right.
It is huge. We're looking at a prize dollar value of $34,000 to $35,000 US.
Wow. And not surprisingly, you've got a lot of entries. I'll just run through the countries. There's quite a few of them. Pakistan, Colombia, New Zealand, the Philippines, Malaysia, Japan, Hong Kong, England, Egypt, India, USA and Switzerland. And, of course, Australia. So quite a lineup.
It's a great lineup, Martin. And the average player, that's both men and women's, are in the below the top hundreds.
Right, okay. So, we know the rankings go into the many hundreds, so that's terrific. And we've got some very good Australians, of course, and one of them carried the Australian flag, along with Eddie Ockenden, into the opening ceremony of the Commonwealth Games a few weeks ago.
Yeah, that's Rachel Grimham. She's just returning back from the Commonwealth Games, and as I said, she was a flag bearer. But, look, she's a world champion player. She is a fantastic advocate for squash in Australia and well-renowned in the world as well.
And it's men and women that are competing next week as well, we should mention.
It is. The first matches kick off on Wednesday the 7th at 5 p.m, with the last matches being played, and that's Rachel Grinham at 8 p.m. On Wednesday.
Okay, and that goes through Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday as well.
Yes. The finals will be on Sunday. The women's finals will be at 12:30, and the men's will be 1:30.
Okay. Now it's all being held at the Devonport Recreation Centre. I think there's how many courts there? Eight now, is there?
But eight courts. Yep.
And it'll be non-stop action on pretty well much all of them, I reckon.
Well, we're running the Devonport graded open event for non-PSA players, and total number of players during the weekend will total about 150, 180 players all up.
Goodness me, that'll take some organisation. I'm glad it's you and not me, Leon. I guess, every time we have something like the Commonwealth Games and you have non-Olympic sports in there like netball and other, squash, do you get a bit of an upsurge in interest in the game? I know from talking to netballers that's the case.
It is. Look, it's the same as the Olympic Games. You get youngsters running little athletics and stuff like that. And this is a great interest, and our junior numbers in Devonport are increasing due to these international games, international matches that we're hosting.
I really enjoyed watching it on the Commonwealth Games, Leon. One thing I noticed, it's a long time since I've played squash, though, but the rackets have changed. They're a little bit bigger than what they used to be. How long has that been around for?
The rackets have been around of that size for about 15, 16 years. I call them the snowshoe. That's about that's about the best description I can give them.
It took a lot more skill to hit a small ball with a small racket when I was playing. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Listen, it takes a lot more skill to hit the ball with a racket where you're using now. I'm having the difficulty.
Yeah, okay. So people that haven't, if you haven't seen squash for a while, like me, and you'll notice the game's changed a bit in the last few decades.
It has. Technology has improved, and the game's a lot faster, and the length of time on the court is a lot longer. Look, it's a great game, and it's classified as the healthy sport, the healthy sport around.
People want to find out more about this event. How can they find out more, Leon, like session times and things like that, and tickets and things like that as well?
It, anybody that wants to come and see it, it's free entry.
Free? Wow.
Yeah, we don't charge any entry fee whatsoever. And we have refreshments through the day. Look, anybody wants to come, it starts on Wednesday the 7th and then goes through till Sunday. And if you want to contact me, please feel free to do so.
Okay, well, it looks like it's going to be a fantastic event. Congratulations on getting it to Tasmania, let alone to the northwest coast with Devonport. And I know you've got a bit of support from the Devonport City Council that really helped as well.
Again, every year, Devonport City Council bend over backwards to do what they possibly can. And without their assistance, these events would not go ahead.
And I've got to mention too, I noticed a couple of locals have got wildcard entries into the competition, which is fantastic for them. Of course, Jamie and Grace Patterson, they're twins, yeah. Actually, so they're both 22. And what a great opportunity for them.
Grace and Jamie, they're just, they'll be graduating from university, I guess, either November or December this year. Jamie's been on the international circuits for a little while longer than Grace because of her studies, but this is a great opportunity for them, and they're enjoying the hype of the event.
Yeah, and I guess they're great role models, aren't they, for other youngsters on the northwest coast that just show that, you know, that they can compete at a very elite level.
Oh yeah, they're great advocates, and they'll be up here on. I think Wednesday, and they're looking to run a training camp for juniors. So they're giving back what they got.
Yeah, and they're not just given wildcard entries just for the sake of having a couple of northwest coasters in them. I mean, they have to reach a certain standard, and I think Grace has actually represented Australia at junior level, hasn't she?
Grace has played for Australia, I think, for half a dozen times, I think.
Mm-mm.
Jamie has been a state player. Well, they've both been state players since the age of 12.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're good advocates for the game. And from the northwest, they're probably our shining lights.
Yeah, absolutely, and they deserve the wildcard entry. So good luck to them, and good luck to you and all the organisers for what will be a fantastic event. And thank you for your time this morning.
Yeah, thanks, Martin. Cheers.